people working on the scavenger hunt? I think there was some...
I got a mouse. Okay, that's 5 points, right?
Where's Echo?
Wait, Tiffany...
Hey, Echo's mine. I got Echo. Echo is mine. I already talked this over with them.
Where's Tiffany?
She's lurking in the back.
Yeah, anybody that was working on the scavenger hunt?
Okay, I got 5 points.
All right, so Rigel's got five. Who can beat that?
Hey, Nick. I got the piece of plastic.
Hey, I got the underage drinker.
Nick?
I got an underage
drinker. There's a guy from the hotel that's going to be in the scavenger hunt. Do you know who he is?
Which guy?
The dude.
Hey, Rigel, give you a pack of cigarettes.
All right, dude. Sounds like a deal to me. Is it full or empty? No.
Excuse me. Hold on.
I think Tiffany is a serious contender.
Everybody who's here for the scavenger hunt is...
I'm working on the NFF's head on a pike.
Okay. You have it? Tiffany, you have it?
You don't remember having this picture taken?
No, I remember that. Okay, do you have my phone? Can I have it back? You'll get the points.
Ooh. Why? It doesn't work anyway.
Huh?
Well,
I'm going to try to get it to work.
Of course, mine shut off, too.
Yeah, by the way, in the social... Cube, say that again to the microphone.
Yeah, the best prank is, of course,
actually,
somebody shut off NFF's PCS phone.
We actually social engineered him because that call where they were verifying my identity to see if they really wanted me to shut it off was Rich in the bathroom.
Rich!
Oh!
Rich!
Oh.
Or not. That's cool, too.
So Cube and I actually shut off NFF's
phone service. We can't talk to him for at least another day.
So somebody else...
So everyone, like, leave lots of voicemail.
And she's got my liver.
Hey, Nick.
I want that back.
Hey, Nick, how's your hotel room with the voicemail?
It doesn't have no cirrhosis.
That looks like hell.
Okay. It was about 40 minutes of, like, deep breathing and, like, hack this bitch's
She came up to me.
And, like,
she gave it to me.
All that fucked up shit.
And then she took it back.
It was funny shit.
You
gotta
return it?
What was that phone going?
Never let a
lawsuit
into
the scavenger contest.
I made him sign for his liver, and then I took it away from him.
She just stole it out of my hand.
I don't think that's legal.
I have
Nate, do we have anything?
Inside the Ameritech
switch.
Oh.
Nate. I think that.
Bastard, that was supposed to
I think Nate counts for that, too.
It's an inner system fiber cable part of the Tell Labs Titan 55.
Okay, she had a struggle with those words. I don't know.
Digital cross connection system. This cable is between a port equipment shelf and the switch network shelf. The system handles.
Hey, Nate, you want to give me some of that information too?
You
smell
like happy choice.
I'm asking now.
Tiffany, did they tell you that?
Can you do a speech on that, Nate, next year? Like the inside of that AT&T building?
And this is also from inside the American switch.
Did everyone hear that?
Speed dial list from one of their fax machines.
Oh, I need to see that real quick. I need to validate that piece of I need to see that.
Yeah, I think we're gonna scan that and put that online.
I think I got my Palm Pilot right here.
Wait, it's still swearing. Wow. That makes it undead.
This is quality.
It's undead too.
Does anyone have an ashtray?
Okay, it's obvious that she won.
I have air from inside Jim's car.
How are you getting air by Jim's car?
There is?
You want to smell it?
His window is rolled down. He can verify that. I squeezed the air out and put the cap back on.
Someone tried to jack his car pretty much.
I think Ron brought your car to a chop shop.
I have pineapple.
Yeah. That was not scary.
Oh, that's weak.
Yeah, that's weak.
I have chocolate.
I have NFS phone.
Hey, Sharon, Brian.
I had an NFS phone earlier.
Hey, where's Echo?
I have something green. It's a Powerpuff Girl.
Yeah.
Oh. Oops.
I have something blue, which is the bag. And I have a phone book.
Chris.
And I have a 99 badge.
Yeah, I wonder where you got that, Brian.
Sexual favors.
I guess.
Yeah, I don't want to hear about that.
Keeping track of how many points she has?
No.
I think
are there any other contenders?
And she has bribery!
Hey, you
That's the only reason I came here. Candy.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know. It's like breakfast right here.
He's got
it's
the
like
green destiny!
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. How many points is that worth? That should be worth a lot.
I also have one of the large bases from the hotel.
You have to bring it in here. It has to be in this room. Okay? I can't believe you bought that. I'll seriously give that guy a dollar if he actually does it. If he actually brings that face in here. I know, but still. I know, that thing, I tried to move it earlier. I mean, it weighs a lot. Yeah, I was going to strap it to the top of the minivan and just take it home.
She gave it to me, and then she took it away. And I'm like, hey, that's my liver. She's like,
hey, Andrew.
Here, this is for you. This Andrew. Is for you.
Andrew.
Like, yeah. Oh, my God.
That's a small one.
Yes. I know. I tried earlier.
He's allowed to.
Hey, Andrew, give me that cigarette.
Could you conceivably lift 300 pounds?
Ashtray.
Not all right, laptop, I'll give it to you.
Ashtray.
The ashtray.
I want the laptop, too.
She's got to come up front. I must verify.
He actually has a sword.
I know. Why do you have the Green Destiny?
He has a sword. He can kill us all.
Uh-oh.
And he's got a big, too. Wow. How much points is that?
I think we need a big round of applause for the Fly Asian, honey.
Hey, a hotel phone.
Yes.
That's one for my room.
We have our
courtesy phone. Yeah, I think we're actually going to need to copy the schedule if anyone has one.
You know, I'm willing to give...
Oh, right there. Random generic person wearing a Def Con 8
shirt. For the sake of my math skills.
See, you hear that, DT? I'm giving you play. Props right here. Wow, we're actually going to... This is going to be a close race. I mean, he has a sword. Yeah, he gave up the Green Destiny.
It's dull.
That's yeah, it's like my juggling knives.
If it's dull, then it's even better for cutting out his liver.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah, get on the table.
Okay.
I'm down for that. I've always wanted to cut out Jim's liver.
And somebody misinformed me that he had a Bonneville, so that guy that owns a Bonneville is pissed.
I think Ron actually stole his car and has it at a chop shop right now.
Oh, wait, Jim, was your car actually...
Yeah, I didn't drive my car.
I saw it a few minutes ago, so at least it's still there, I think.
Did anybody find a neon?
Okay. Can Tiffany come back up here?
Not a
96. A 96 two-door red Dodge neon.
Yeah, you know what's the most commonly stolen car in Detroit?
You're kidding.
A 95 neon. What do I drive? A 95 neon. I didn't drive it here. But like 96 neon? Like one Jim drives?
Yeah.
Not even on the top 10 list. What's with the 95s? I don't know why it's the number one stolen car in Detroit. I don't know why. Mine's a piece of junk. I mean...
95 was just a really good year.
No, 95 was a junky year.
There were a lot of thieves in
95.
No, I mean, like, as of today. Like, right now. It's the most commonly stolen car. I don't know. It's Dodge. Come on, parts from a Mopar?
I pick up 300-pound guys and throw them out of the club. So.
I got Ashtray right here, dude. Ashtray.
Oh.
I know. Living it up here.
City club employees look different by day.
Don't they? Yes, the bangs go away. You know, the modeling clears out.
My horns disappeared overnight.
Oh, you were the one in the horns.
Yeah, I have a T on my...
They retract into your head. Does it count for any extra that I married the fly Asian Asian girl?
Maybe next year a wife can be a list item.
Now, is it for a ducky?
I have three.
I'll give a T-shirt out to the...
that's right.
The most ridiculous story of Rubicon 2001.
That's right. We always have this every year. The most ridiculous story. Okay, Tony.
After the next game, for some bump to get cracked.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Too bad, Tony, we don't have a shirt your size. Therefore, you lose.
All right, what else? Who else?
Somebody who wears a large.
All right, Wolf, go ahead.
My leg wears a large.
How much they want you to pay them. Janet?
While I was in the elevator,
three young ladies who I believe were professional came up to me and decided they were going to freak the mundane, and they started talking about how they liked to be spanked and they wanted to be naked in the elevator. And I told them,
and then he woke
I told
up
them that
in a cold
you know,
sweat.
If they took pictures, if they took pictures of doing this with themselves, I would be more than happy to put it on a website for them in exchange for favors. So that's my story. Sexual favors for HTML.
Okay, who believes that story? Raise your hand. Raise your hand if you believe that.
Being approached by somebody outside of the con trying to sell me wares.
Oh, yeah.
The internet beast, Windows 2000. You need it to be an internet beast.
You wear the t-shirt.
Right here, right here.
What about Tom being assaulted and bitch slapped on the street?
Yeah, Tom got jumped.
Yeah, we were like walking down the street. There are these two Cadillacs and these other cars. They've all got tissue paper on them. It's like a wedding. They're all honking their horns. So like we're walking down the street. Tom rips one of the pieces of tissue paper off, blows his nose on, throws it on the ground. These fucking people stop us, jump on the cars. Giant black guy. Beating the shit out of Tom, slapping him all the way. Fucking open hand bitch slaps him.
We really should get into this to Tom, but like
okay.
He's not here to cop out.
The Rubicon Network Room, the hubs, having an uplink. And having them stacked.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Crazy.
That was my fault.
Whenever you have two connections between the hubs, they tend to circle packets quickly.
I don't think we need to admit to this on tape.
Cisco.
I'm about to say no. Dark Cube stuck his dick in some kid's face? Yeah, Dark Cube, you just walked into the room. Apparently you stuck your dick in some kid's face.
While he was sleeping.
That's not really so ridiculous.
What about NFF having a blood alcohol level of 1.83?
I don't know. I don't think they deserve a t-shirt. I don't think we should glorify that. You know, I mean, drinking, you have to be responsible. Yeah, you know. You probably shouldn't admit to that on tape.
How about Wolf eating NFF's discarded burger?
Oh, well, you got your Hep B, right, Wolf? Get your B shots.
How about Wolf switching into professor mode last night and teaching us all different things about things we never wanted to know?
No, that sounds like Wolf.
What was that about the carnal thoughts about Nightfall? And Janet Reno.
And by far the most disturbing image of Rubicon 3, Janet Reno in fishnet.
I don't think so.
It was used by Wolf to try and get NFF to vomit when he was passed out in the bathroom.
No one remembers this, but before Nick actually like passed out, he was hitting me, and it hurt, and I'm really emotionally scarred.
But Rob, we all wanted to hit you.
Yeah, but like none of you had the balls to do it. Come on, right here, take a shot. Take a shot. Oh, pussy! Somebody's a pussy. All
right, I got one.
Not you, Tony. You hit me all the time.
Hold on. I walk into my room, into our hotel room, go to the bathroom, and there's a guy named Road Trip who just vomited in our toilet and is sleeping next to it. I walk outside, and there's another guy sleeping outside in the hallway, inside the room. Eventually, this guy, Road Trip, gets in the bed, kicks these two guys off their beds without them even noticing. And we're just wandering around like...
Wow, that actually sounds like Rubicon is actually a real con now.
Yeah.
Jim... Yeah, I heard that the mobsters got their door kicked in.
Yeah. Road Trip hitchhiked here from Chicago.
How come you're driving a car then?
All right, we just finished totaling up Tiffany's points. 2,405...
Is worth
The Destiny Sword is worth $5,000?
Yeah, but that's the Green Destiny.
Damn it, Jim. He had brought a sword in.
Is that... Is the sword the Green Destiny? Does he instantly win?
I think... No, it's... It's only 1,000 points.
Oh, it's only 1,000? Okay. All right, it's only 1,000.
Oh, well, this is going to be pretty...
Is he clearly over 2,400 points at this point? Okay, we'll add it up. We'll get back in touch with this.
What if they tie?
Game.
You know, I'm not willing to bring our con to that level.
Yeah. Go to HoHoCon sometime.
Or DevCon. Not to slam you, DT, but, you know. I love you, DT.
So will you, Wolf. I give you a dollar, you'll do anything.
Hey, everyone. Okay, on a little bit more serious note, what the fuck should I do with this goddamn con next year? Like, I'm really out of ideas. I mean, this is the third year in a row, and I don't know.
How about you get locked up in Livonia again?
No, fuck that. I'm not going to jail again, and none of you motherfuckers are going to send me there. What is it? Oh, LivoniaPD.com? Yeah, no. I think we should do that, because, like, you know, I'm about to go off on a little tangent here. Detective Randy List still has my computers at his house. Because he stole them from me. So if anyone knows anything about a Randolph List in Livonia, L-I-S-T, Randolph List. He's got an unlisted phone number. I haven't... I know, but like all I have to say is like, feel free to like, you know, let him know that you know where he lives or, you know, just let me know because I'd really like my computers back. And he's not willing to give them to me.
Did anybody hear from Ron whether or not his mother ripped him out last night? Wow, yeah. Ron apparently arrived at his household.
Oh, wow,
and,
that's another sword. I think they had to duel.
Dude.
I think they had to duel. I think they had to duel to see which one is really the Green Destiny. Yeah. Who here wants to see a fight? Okay, I think we all do.
Sword fight.
There can be only one.
Whatever you do, watch out. Wolf might take out his lightsaber.
No, but seriously, next year, I was thinking about just selling out to Microsoft. Next year, like, we'll just sell to...
If you sell out to Microsoft, do we get a valid tech support ID number?
Probably not.
Yes. What did we learn at this conference? That Ziff Davis's Microsoft support contract expired a year ago.
Not quite. 10 months. 10 months.
You guys should all remember that. Can I imagine you
will
see that question again?
Yeah, okay, for a free t-shirt, other than Nate... What is the launch codes in War Games?
Oh, shit.
And Brian, you don't get to answer this one either. Come on, you guys. No, come on, guys. I know every single year, every single HackerCon in the world asks this question. And right now, Nate and myself... Yes, but you're too big to wear a t-shirt.
CPE 720.
Same thing with you, homeboy.
CPD 740 TKS?
No.
You lose.
No, no. You're really close, but you heard us say it wrong.
You're also too large to wear the shirt.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, road trip, ever carrying you at DEF CON 8? Nothing. I was just slamming you.
Yeah, when are we going to have t-shirts for infants?
CPE 1704 TKS.
Get in the Ruby, baby.
E, as in, like, Einstein.
What is Rigel Five's VIN off of his car?
It's not my car. Oh, no. I don't think I drove my car here.
Whoever stole Jim's car should probably have the VIN number for that.
Here we go. Identify any of the bumper stickers on the back of my car.
It's right outside the window.
Not you.
Ruby. Nope, he's a lamer. He does. He runs a con and doesn't even have the bumper sticker. Yeah, no. He's probably got an NT bumper sticker on the back.
That Nate.
I love Microsoft.
That and a honk if you're Jesus.
He's probably got a Darwin sticker on the back.
Oh, you got one of those Darwin things?
What else does he probably have? Probably some weird like David Koresh cult one on there too.
I read your email. Is that what you said?
I read your email.
Does he have that?
No, I've never seen that one. That's why I was laughing.
Or aren't you just uncultured?
Did anyone own anything this week? I mean, like, other than, like, my physical access routes?
Yeah, and anybody who is launching denial of service attacks from this network.
Yeah, John Erickson, that ARP stuff is really funny, but guess what? You are the only person with a Sony NIC.
Now that the net is down, I want anybody who is launching a DOS attack from here to raise their hands.
We don't have any swords up here.
No swords at all.
Just Tony. Yeah.
Do we have any other contestants for the scavenger hunt?
Ooh, wow, that's a lot of points.
Hey, Tiffany? Any other?
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, Rigel 5 has 5 points with his mouse.
Okay.
I'm still in contention here. Yeah, I'm still the winner before we know
anything
else.
All right, fine. With a verified score of 2,585 points, we have Tiffany St. Patrick Wells.
What do they win for this anyway?
In second place.
Ooh.
In first place, with a validated score of 4,024.
Damn!
Which means he was reaching for those 2-point ones.
Yeah.
I don't even know your name. Will what? Will Witlatis,
wow,
the champion of the Rubicon 2001 scavenger hunt with a score of 4,024 points. Give it up.
So we're giving him t-shirts?
Although I have to say that Tiffany, she tried really hard, and she pulled some really shitty lawyer shyster tricks. She's going to be a really good lawyer someday.
Yeah, actually, as long as we're giving props to lawyers, John Posner of Detroit, he hooked me up, yo. Like, seriously, John Posner. If you guys are in trouble in Detroit, look him up. Tell him I sent him or sent you to him. He's a good guy.
He doesn't no doubt. He got this guy off on fucking
Grand
Theft.
He doesn't think I'm a criminal. Like, he was like, you guys are good guys. You're not criminals.
How many people actually know what Rigel 5 is currently on pretrial diversion of being charged with doing? You.
Actually,
not just
what
one.
Model?
What model projector?
Okay. Okay, you don't get a shirt either, though. Next year, Jim doesn't get to choose the sizes. Rich, what do you want to say? I really don't want to tell the story about that. It's not a good story.
Oh, come on.
It's not a good story.
What, having them in your trunk? Wait. And getting pulled over?
Yeah. Oh, okay. How's this? Can I identify myself? Can I identify the people who threw down money to bail me out? Well, Ben, you did throw money down for Tom, but it wasn't for me. Nick, I think you threw like $60 down. Oh, Nick threw 160. Ooh, I guess
bonus
I
did. Points if anybody can guess who had to handle the money routing numbers.
Okay, I know Andrew hooked it up with the Western Union for my sister. She wired $300 off the drop of the hat. I know Jim threw down like mad loot. I don't think Simon threw down a damn dime. Not a dime.
Rich.
Yeah, but Rich is cool anyway. So
Simon was there for moral support.
Yeah, Simon was there for like, I know. Like, I should get drunk in the back of Jim's car while we go bail out two people. That's a good idea. We should cruise around with everyone being under 21, drinking alcohol.
Yeah, he was just
in the back
there
of a Neon with Jim driving.
He was just there to drink the Rolling Rock in my apartment.
Yeah. Actually, you know, that was all good. Yeah.
That was a funny night.
Yeah, it was.
We were watching Oz and hoping Rob was taking
notes
on making shanks.
On a projector. Shh. I've never wanted to kick the living shit out of something so bad. You know, they put me in solitary. I didn't have cellmates. I was there by myself. It was a pretty bad experience.
Just in case anyone was wondering, this projector right here, which is also an Epson PowerLite 5350, is officially registered to the University of Michigan School of Public Health.
It really does have
UMich. If anybody wants to check the serial numbers, they're invited to talk with me afterwards.
Yeah, seriously, that one is actually legit.
Believe it or not.
I'm not going to be leaving with it either. Like, you guys can walk me out to the car and everything.
What's that, Dark Cube? You have bullshit cut in your throat? What were you doing sucking a bull's ass?
Well, no, it figures, though. I mean, like, schools, they all buy from the same suppliers. And it's a nice model. It really is.
Don't knock over the podium, Rigel.
I'm working on it.
Wanker.
Wanker.
Idiot.
Moron.
It took you long enough.
And this is how Rubicon ends.
Yeah, notably, it's ended, so You don't have to. You don't have to go home.
Thanks for coming, everybody. Hold on. Who won this? What's your name again?
Will.
Will. Will will kick your ass if you don't leave when we tell you to.
Oh, a city club goodbye.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah, you know, you don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I mean, thanks a lot for coming. Thanks for the support. Thanks a lot for the support. Shout outs definitely go to Richard Themes. Like, way shout outs for him. All the speakers in particular Forno, because, like, he threw down, you know.
Not to mention Felipe
and Lance, you know, Lance the main man. And, of course, Alex Carter, who showed up and even paid $40, despite the fact that, like, he brought in, like, more hits than, like, yeah, isn't that imagine Dark Cube didn't run into him because, like, Rubicon is not, like, this little piddly count anymore. We're actually kind of big. You can miss people.
Michelle. Thanks to everyone who helped out with the network. Because that was a big pain in the ass.
And thanks everyone for not stealing any of my stuff.
Yeah, to Michelle for sitting in the bathtub with Nick.
Whoever the hell has my compact armada, I would really fucking like it back.
Oh yeah, and actually I did lose the antenna for my radio. If you guys could like find that for me.
And if anybody has my brain, I'd appreciate it if you'd return it.
And all those videotapes of me committing crimes this weekend, if everyone would just go destroy them.
They're like, digital, and they're probably already on a bio somewhere. What's happening with audio of this whole shebang?
I believe audio, I hope our audio dude is going to either hook like Ben, myself, or Jim up with the files, and maybe not use like Zing to encode them. But like, you know, whatever. Maybe you could just like burn them on a CD and like hook me up with the audio and I could like use a real MPEG encoder for it. Hey, to you guys, mobs. Oh yeah, thanks to the mob for showing up.
Oh, and there
will
be...
There's about 20 gigs of audio, so the chances of it getting burned to CD are really fucking slim.
Okay, so I guess what we're going to do is we're going to MPEG it, and we're just going to suck the hell out of Crystal Knight's bandwidth.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm all for filling up their hard drive. I mean, let's do that.
There will also be video MPEGs of NFF being wheeled out of here on a baggage cart.
Oh, yeah.
But that's pay-per-view. We already set up the PayPal account.
Yeah, I was there, guys. It was pretty pathetic.
Yeah, we've got some pretty nice video of him passed out. So
IP. Oh. Yeah, all you speakers out there, I hope you agreed to like letting all this stuff go out for free, because like we never asked you. Oh wait, I said that on the mic.
Okay, these people aren't leaving.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, we're still recording. That doesn't mean like I was just gonna bust up some freestyle up here.
Here.